This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, filling in for Joe tonight. Tammy and I are taking over once again. We are live on Facebook at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room and a website, or you can hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends and chit-chat amongst yourselves and with the producer, our fabulous Tammy Messina. We are joined on this hour with Jeff Reynolds, who has written a new book that's coming out in October, and it's called Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. Before we start talking about his book, welcome, Jeff, to The Real Side.
Well, thank you very much, Kimberly. It's a pleasure to be here, and I always enjoy our interactions.
Now, tell me, Jeff, before we start talking about the book, tell me a little bit about your background and how you even got to the point of writing a book.
You know, it's a pretty funny, I suppose it's typical, I guess, but it was something I had absolutely no intention of doing. I had absolutely no intention of getting involved in politics at all. And when the Tea Party movement hit, right after Barack Obama was elected president, I became very concerned about the policies that he was talking about during his campaign. And I'll tell you, that guy kept more promises than maybe any other presidential candidate in history. He sure did spread it around. So I was very concerned about what he was going to do to America. So I felt like I just had to do something. And on February 27th, 2009, I was down there in the middle of liberal Portland, Oregon, right downtown with 7,000 other patriots, one of the biggest rallies we had, and it was absolutely amazing. And so that's what got me started with getting involved in politics. And since then, I started blogging. I started getting involved in the party. I started doing rallies. I started doing activism. And I discovered through the process that I have kind of a knack for writing. So that was recognized by a couple of folks. And I'm now writing regularly for pjmedia.com and the Heartland Institute. Heartland's a lot of fun. And you've done that before, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I enjoy that one because that's kind of like a, wonky policy kind of, you get to interview experts and write articles about public policy that will actually work and solve problems instead of, throwing money at the problem. So that's a lot of fun. So I write there. I've just been picked up by The Resurgent. I haven't written my first article for them yet, but let's see, I write for PJ and Heartland and The Resurgent and Media Equalizer and a couple of other places as well.
That's excellent. Now, explain to people what the book is about, and then we'll talk about, in some of the other segments, we'll talk about some of the big issues in the book. But what is the book in general about?
So the overall theme of the book is to dig into the involvement of folks like George Soros, Tom Steyer, Michael Bloomberg, and some of the other billionaires that people may not be as familiar with. And what they're doing to fund all of these, there's a vast, and most people don't even realize this, there's this vast network of foundations and nonprofits and 501c3s and 501c4s and super PACs and all of these organizations that are pushing a far left agenda. And what I explore in this book is a couple of things. One is the naked attempt to undermine the republic and the fact that we have a constitution and that constitution stands in the way of their agenda. So that's one of the themes. And the other theme is I look at several of these organizations and how they're currently either skirting campaign finance law or breaking the law outright. In a couple of cases, there are actionable things that have been done that have led to complaints with the FEC, the IRS, and the whole bit. And in a perfect world, if we weren't dealing with the deep state, those organizations would lose their ability to operate.
You know, and it's amazing. I write as well, as you know, and more on New Hampshire local politics. And it's unbelievable how much out-of-state money is in this one little teeny tiny state. Massive,
right.
Massive amounts of cash to push legislation and the far left-wing agenda. And
you know, and
that's... No, go ahead.
It's funny because you see that everywhere. And once you recognize the template that they use, they replicate this template over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And you can now start recognizing these patterns, you know. I live in Oregon, which is far more liberal than New Hampshire is. But even in a liberal stronghold, we have, you know, George Soros just gave the Democratic incoming governor, Kate Brown, a $25,000 donation. And so a direct donation, which is one of the first he's ever done directly to a candidate, not through a foundation. So, you know, they are getting bolder. They're getting less shy about having their names out there. You know, like Tom Steyer was deeply involved. Remember a few years ago, our Governor John Kitzhaber resigned in an ethics scandal?
Yes.
Tom Steyer was deeply involved in that entire thing. And I have to give a hat tip to Washington Free Beacon because they dug into a lot of that stuff at the time. But
right.
These people are everywhere.
So, Jeff, we're going to come back and continue this conversation after the break. And don't go away, everybody who's listening. We'll continue this. This is extremely interesting, and there's so much more to this, and luckily Jeff's written about it.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out on therealside.com. I am here speaking with Jeff Reynolds, who has written a new book called Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. And Jeff, at the break, thank you again for coming on the show. At the break, we started talking about Tom Steyer and how he was involved with a somewhat speedy governor, right? Tom Steyer was actually involved with my former governor, Maggie Hassan, who is now a state, the U.S. senator. So, you know, corruption goes on both coasts, I guess.
Yeah, and there's a whole slew of them, you know, like I was saying, Michael Bloomberg, Tom Steyer, George Soros, John Arnold is another one that's entered the scene here from Houston, Texas. He's been doing a lot of liberal stuff, some good stuff, like some school choice stuff, but some liberal stuff too. So it's really interesting to try to track all these people. And it goes back to the Tides Foundation that was formed in the 70s by Drummond Pike, who is a billionaire that nobody has heard of. But he really founded this whole thing about donor-directed donations, where donors, they collect all these donors together, and they can put money into a 501c3 and direct where the money goes, but they don't have to put their name on it. And so that really kicks off the whole movement, where nobody knows who's responsible for all these movements that get started.
Right. And you know, what's amazing is George Soros was one of the ones who was buddies with John McCain on getting, you know, pushing Citizens United getting rid of money.
So it was Citizens United, it's net neutrality, and it's campaign finance reform. All of those are related and pushed by the same people, and they all have the exact same goal, to undermine the First Amendment. I go into that in the book. It's really the connection between net neutrality and campaign finance reform is an unbroken line.
Well, and it's amazing that the same people who are pushing to stop certain types of money or certain types of speech, quote unquote, are doing things on a back end, still spending billions of dollars to push their agenda or support their candidates, while trying to make people think, you know, oh no, we have good intentions only.
And look, David Brock of Media Matters for America has come out and said, "I'm using the system as it exists to destroy the system." So, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that they believe, that you know, they have a moral imperative to do this kind of stuff, to skirt the law or break the law outright, or to use the system that they believe is inherently evil so that they can break it. And it's almost a religion for these people. So, but David Brock is one of the biggest violators of campaign finance reform or campaign finance laws. And he also, I mean, he has this vast network of foundations and super PACs that pass money back and forth violation of campaign finance laws.
And does anyone ever do anything about this, or is it just so often or so frequent that there's too much and the feds and the FEC can't even handle dealing with all of it?
So there's two main ways you could, at least as far as I'm aware of, there are two main ways put in a complaint or do something about it. One is to file a complaint with the IRS, and the other is file a complaint with the Federal Election Commission. Now, the IRS isn't required to publish or even acknowledge that they've received your complaint, and they have no statutory schedule on which they need to resolve your complaint. So it could basically just go into a black hole. With the FEC, they're required by the statutes that put them together to publish the complaints that they receive within 60 days. Usually what happens is an extension is filed, and then they're required to publish publicly all the results of all of the complaints that they get. Now, the FEC, it's kind of questionable whether they're going to act. And, you know, there's a lot of politics on it, because you have to have right now there's only four commissioners out of seven. So it's kind of a mess, but the FEC is still probably the best way to go through this and actually get some action taken against somebody that's violating. But you're right. There's no enforcement. There's very little enforcement. It's spotty at best, and it's really kind of disheartening to see that these people are nakedly taking advantage of the statutes and getting away with it.
And, you know, Alice, poor schmucks on the ground who their legislation affects, you know, all we can do is bang on the doors of our legislators and say, please don't do this. It's really bad legislation and it hurts us. But we get ignored because we don't have millions of dollars being funneled.
Right. And in the meantime, Michael Bloomberg comes to Oregon or to New Hampshire and funds soda tax initiatives and anti-gun bills and all the other anti-freedom stuff that hurts the poor people the most.
Oh, yes, we've beaten back Bloomberg several times. Yes, yes. Well, I'm quite familiar with him and his little harpies.
He actually poured $1 million into a soda tax initiative that failed to get on the ballot here in Oregon, which was a nice little victory. You know, I mean, it's pocket change for him, but it was kind of nice to watch over here.
He actually tried to push a soda ban in Oregon, like, just because?
Yeah, that's the thing. They involve themselves in states they have no interest in whatsoever, you know? So Bloomberg is the mom's demand guy and every town for gun safety and all that stuff. So, you know, he goes into state after state after state and gets, you know, the unions and the liberal organizations together to push these gun ban, laws either through the legislature or on the ballot. Excuse me. And so, he has no interest in federal legislation, which is weird, but I think it's at least in part because, his money goes further at a lower level.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, and that's, I'm seeing, I don't know if you're familiar with Tim Gill or not.
No.
He's the Colorado multimillionaire who pushes the LGBT agenda.
Which, of course, is another one of those.
So he pushes that through, again, a foundation. But he pushes that, and that's, again, spending millions of dollars in the state. And you know what? We'll be back. We could talk about this forever. We'll be back in a few minutes talking with Jeff Reynolds about all the big dollars on the progressive side from the billionaires to undermine democracy. We'll be back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
And we're back. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, filling in for Joe tonight, Kimberly Marin, with the fabulous Tammy behind the scenes doing all the hard work. Tonight, I am still talking with Jeff Reynolds, who is author of a book that's going to come out in October, Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. And, oh, my God, Jeff, you have opened up a Pandora's box. Tell me more.
It's funny because I went through this process repeatedly while writing the book. You know, I had the concept changed a couple of times. I was approached by the publisher to do one book, and then it sort of evolved after the news cycle changed, and so it turned into this behind the curtain idea, which is something I've wanted to do for a bunch of years, is to sort of replicate and update discoverthenetworks.org, the website where all these people are exposed, So, but I would start writing, and then the news would break about this or that, or there was so much breaking news that I couldn't keep up with it to keep the book relevant, So it took me several rewrites to finally get to the point where I had something that really told the story and really told what these people are all about and what they're trying to do to destroy America. And it's no understatement to say that they are actually trying to destroy America. In fact, George Soros wrote an essay in 1997 about how he used to be militantly anti-communist and anti-Nazi because he grew up in Hungary in the Second World War, and we can talk about that. That's a whole different thing. But but then he came to realize that capitalism was the problem that he needed to eradicate. So, after he made billions and billions of dollars as a hedge fund trader, working the capitalist system, and legitimately, I didn't even know this existed, but there's actually a hedge fund hall of fame, and he's one of the inaugural members of the hedge fund hall of fame. So, he knows what he's doing. He's not a dummy. So he's used the capitalist system, and now he wants to destroy it.
And he wants to destroy it, which destroys it for all of us, because he's a billionaire, so what does he care? Plus, he's really super old, right?
Well, exactly, but hey, don't think that he doesn't have a succession plan in place, because he does.
I know.
He donated $18 billion to the Open Society Foundation, his main 501c3, in 2017. You know, he's 87 years old. And so, and now his son, Jonathan, is running it. So there will be no break in Soros money when Soros finally dies.
Oh, no. First of all, I can't believe anybody would reproduce with that horrifying man. However, that said, no, you're right. He's spent years setting up all these organizations, funding them extremely well, spreading out all the money and his tentacles everywhere into places that probably people don't even know about. And yeah, he's got right. someone to take over his throne, so to speak.
Sure. And it'll go on into perpetuity because there's $18 billion in an endowment for him now. And that's on top of the probably $14 billion he's spent since the 70s when he first got really active in philanthropy. So, I mean, that's not insignificant. But he's, you know, there are several European countries that have kicked him out and his foundations and his universities and everything else because they don't like the way he meddles in their politics.
You know, it's interesting, and I'm sure you've heard this a billion times. The left is always like, oh, my God, the Koch brothers, oh, my God. And yet here they have Soros, and that seems to be quite all right with them.
Hey,
but yet they're always demonizing the Koch brothers.
Look, the left wouldn't, if the left didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. so that's the first thing you need to understand. But, so the Koch brothers, fine. You know, the Koch brothers do a whole bunch of stuff. there's so many things I want to talk about that I put in the book, the Sackler family and the Sandler family and all these people. But let's stay on Soros for a minute here because, you look at David and Charles Koch versus George Soros, and the Koch brothers have not put in, they've put in a fraction. Yeah, I don't know the exact number, but it's nowhere near as much as Soros has done in his 40 years of activism.
Right.
But then the Koch brothers, and then you've got a couple of other billionaires on the right, and they're doing a lot of stuff. But you look on the left and you see Bloomberg, Steyer, Soros, Sandler, Sackler, the several different Sacklers. By the way, the Sackler family, I'd really like to talk about because they made their money on the opioid crisis. They made billions
of dollars
on the opioid
crisis.
I haven't
heard of
that. Yeah, exactly. And they're huge funders. They're huge funders of the DNC and Hillary Clinton and the whole thing. They're enormous. So they're in my book as well because I have a special place in my heart for those people. but then you've got Herb Sandler, who was the founder of Great Western Bank. I believe that's the name of the bank. It was a savings and loan where they were doing these creative mortgages in 2006 and 2007, right before he and his wife decided they wanted to retire. And so they sold all these, this plan called Pick a Payment, where you basically just chose how much you were going to pay for your mortgage payment every month. So they sold a bunch of those mortgages, and then they sold the bank that they founded to Wachovia for $2.6 billion. They took the $2.6 billion and expanded their activism. Wachovia imploded, and it was part of the start of the ending of the popping of the bubble.
Wow. Wow. So basically,
there's so much there. It's crazy.
Well, and the thing is, it sounds like these are kind of scumbag people to begin with.
Well, right. I mean, first of all, they're funding the left. So, that's my little shot. Many of them actually have good intentions, right? They want to save the environment. They want equality. They want equal pay for equal work. All that stuff, right? And some of that stuff is worthy on the surface before you start digging into the details of the plan, right? The details always involve socialism and redistribution of wealth. That's the bottom line to everything. But, you know, some of these people are not scumbags. But, you know, there's a significant portion of them that really are, that are just control freaks that want to, you know, change everybody else's behavior but their own. And that's what's really troubling to me, is that that's what they're spending their money on. And in many cases, they're very successful at it.
And like you said, they're not going away anytime soon.
No, no. In fact, I mean, so the appendix to my book includes all of these other foundations that nobody ever thinks about. Like, for instance, Pew Charitable Trusts. Everybody thinks of Pew Charitable Trusts as this organization that does research into public opinion, and they do all these polls, and they're a trusted source of information for the nightly news. What nobody knows is that Pew is involved. They have hundreds of millions of dollars that they grant every year to the farthest left causes you can think of. And that's just one. Then you talk about the Ford Foundation. You know, Henry Ford, the biggest capitalist that ever lived. Yeah, yeah. That guy, his foundation is now funding. I mean, its annual budget, I think, is somewhere $300 or $400 million. No, it's even bigger than that. I'm sorry. It's close to $1 billion every year that they grant to the farthest left organizations you can think of, to the point where the last Ford family member that was on the board of directors of the Ford Family Foundation quit in the 70s, saying, "You people have no idea what you're doing. You're diametrically opposed to the man who built this company and built this foundation to try to make people's lives easier, and you're trying to tear down the capitalist system that made everything great."
Wow. You know what? We'll be back one more segment, Jeff. I could talk to you about this all night. This is fantastic. I'm dying to read your book now. But we'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll be continue talking about this and finding out some more information about what you've dug up, because this is super fabulous information. Scary, disappointing, disturbing.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, "Well, I've been giving you this stuff," and it was Extendivite. "And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help."
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
To The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, filling in for Joe tonight. And I'm just going to get right back to our guest, Jeff Reynolds, who has written a book coming out in October called Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. And I'm telling you, I could be talking to Jeff about this all night. I can't wait to read the book when it comes out. You can pre-order the book on Simon & Schuster. I put the link in the Facebook page. Jeff, tell me more. I could just listen all night.
Well, if I get started, I won't stop, and we have a hard out at the top of the hour, right? So
yes, we do.
I mean, there's just so much. That's why, like I was saying earlier, I had to change it so many times because the news kept coming out and there was just so much more that I had to add into the book, you know, but there's a couple of chapters that are really kind of bombshells. One is, talking about the EPA and the Senate reports that came out about the EPA and sue and settle, which is a scheme that they love to use where they have friendly people on both sides that sue the EPA and then they settle and it becomes law without ever being written by rulemakers or overseen by Congress. So that's one. There's a lot more detail in the chapter. The other is there's an FEC complaint going against Media Matters for America that was brought by a young and up and coming reporter for Politico by the name of Andrew Kerr. And he gave me an interview and told me in immense detail how they're illegally passing money. They have 14 different organizations that all share the same office space in Washington, D.C. This is Media Matters, American 21st Century Bridge. There's a super PAC involved. So there's these 501c3s, 501c4s, super PACs. And they're all passing money illegally back and forth and sharing staff and all this stuff. So check it out in the book.
Oh, you know, it's interesting. One thing I noticed, and I think it was last year, Soros said he was going to be focusing on local elections because if you remember, Republicans have kind of taken over. They were a majority of, having governorships and Republican-controlled state legislatures. I think, maybe Soros was focusing more on legislation and federal elections. But I've noticed in New Hampshire alone, thousands and thousands of dollars coming into this state, focusing on local, our state rep elections, who are volunteers who get paid only $100 every year, thousands of dollars coming in through these out-of-state super PACs, pushing the far left-wing candidate.
So there were two primaries recently that were notable. One was the DA race, I think in San Diego County, if I remember correctly. That was just last week. And then about a month ago in Oregon, the Washington County DA's race. It's the biggest county in Oregon, or not the biggest, but it's the most economically viable county in Oregon. But nobody's ever heard of it. Nobody cares, people in D.C. or people on CNN don't really know what's going on. But they Soros came in and backed this candidate that was sort of a justice reformer guy anti-criminal justice. And he put in $500,000 to the DA's race. It's usually never competitive. And he ended up losing. And then he also lost the one in San Diego County as well. That's just an indication that they're starting to get really interested in local races because, like I said earlier, I think they think their money can go further on the lower levels.
Right. And this is one of the reasons I tell people local politics is so important, so important, because if you're not really paying attention and you see all these ads or whatever about a candidate, it might probably be from an out-of-state super PAC who cares nothing about you or your state, but wants to get the left-wing candidate in and push, because they'll push a left-wing agenda. Because as you said previously, they're all on the same page. They're all pushing the same thing. There's no arguing or dissension among the left. So all their billions can be shoved into the same causes in every state.
Well, it's funny because the immediate thing that I thought of when you're talking about that is the fact that in Oregon, we may be pretty liberal, and our conservatives are very conservative, but there are more liberals, and so it's a blue state. It's a deep blue state. We haven't had a Republican governor since Vicatia left office in 1987. But even with all of that, you don't take the guns away from Oregonians. And yet, Michael Bloomberg has come in and spent probably $20 or $30 million over the last couple of years on gun measures, on campaigns for ballot titles, all that kind of stuff. And Soros has come in and hey, our current governor, Kate Brown, was a product of the SOS project from the early 2000s that tried to get a liberal, progressive secretaries of state elected at every level or in every state in response to the Florida issue of the 2000 election. So, I mean, this goes back a ways, and they are definitely playing in local politics everywhere.
Yeah, and that's the scary part, because most people just, you know, go to work and yeah, they might vote and they might actually be paying attention to issues, but they don't realize the big pushes that are coming from outside that they have no control over.
Well,
they really don't realize
that.
Too.
That's deliberate on the part of the progressives. They demonize everything, because when you go into negative campaigning, this is a fundamental truth of elections. And I was listening into John LaRosa's interview earlier in the program, and I'm sure he'll agree with me on this, that negative campaigning is designed to suppress turnout. It's designed to make people not want to vote and hate politics. So they do it very, very deliberately, very effectively, and that's why they demonize everybody. Is because the vast majority of people will just be like, "I'm throwing up my hands. I'm not going to participate. This system sucks." And they're right, but you know, they don't understand why it sucks.
Well, and the problem is with a lot of the negative campaigning, and I point this out often, and I'm sure you do too. They're lying. The left is constantly lying, because if they told the truth about what their own policies were, nobody would vote for them. And if they told the truth about what their opposition was actually doing, people might vote for them. But worst part is the lies.
Yeah, and nobody cares. There's a certain segment of the population that wants to be lied to. There's a certain segment of the population that believes everybody's lying all the time, and they're probably right about that. From a conservative standpoint, from a Tea Party standpoint, from a saving the Republic standpoint, if we stick with our principles and we stick with the simple solutions and the stuff that actually solves problems, we will always win. It's just a matter of, you know, we gotta have that united front, and we gotta be able to stay on message and not get sucked into the lies.
Right. Right. Now do me a favor, tell everybody where they can find you and where they can find your book.
Okay, so I'm on Facebook at Jeff Reynolds Author, so it's facebook.com/Jeff Reynolds Author. You can also find Behind the Curtain, on Amazon.com and also on SimonandSchuster.com. I write articles for PJ Media, so it's PJMedia.com, and I also write for the Heartland Institute. By the way, you should check out my latest article from yesterday on PJ Media about Juanita Broderick, the gal who alleges that Bill Clinton raped her in 1979. She wrote a book about it, and now Amazon is suppressing book sales. So check out that article on pjmedia.com.
I just posted that in our Facebook page. Again, Jeff, thank you so much for coming on with me tonight. I am very much looking forward to your book, and I think I'm going to have you sign it for me as well.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
I am very much looking forward to this, and I wish you the best of luck. And you know what? When your book comes out in October, I'll make sure I ping Joe so he can have you back on the show.
Absolutely. I would love to do it. And I've always appreciated your support and your friendship. And thank you very much for the opportunity tonight.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much, Jeff. This is the end of the show. I am Kimberly Marin filling in for Joe Messina. He let Tammy and I take over again. He'll be back tomorrow and every day. You can check out the website for stations and time. You can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, graniterock.com, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND. Promise, Joe will be back tomorrow. He's busy doing other things that are more important at the local level, mind you, because Joe practices what he preaches. But I want to thank again the guest that I had tonight. Thank you so much to Jeff. His book is going to be so exciting. It's unbelievable how much corruption and how much money is involved. So thank you again.